You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the gym class for a Wednesday midweek edition here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard today. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, we are presented by DUPACO Community Credit Union. Check them out online at DUPACO.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being. We got a great show coming up for you. Chris Liss of both RotoWire.com and ChrisLiss.com will be joining us coming up here in just a little bit, and we'll talk fantasy baseball. Some fantasy football questions always welcome if you're looking in that direction. We are not far away, by the way, from fantasy football drafts getting underway. I think Chris has already had one, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, you have a question about upcoming fantasy football draft, your team, keepers, dynasty league, what have you, as well as Major League Baseball. We'll have that with Chris Liss coming up at the bottom of the hour. And, that and plenty more coming your way as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here in 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash back, Mark Dukes from the back porch. Ben on the other side of the glass. The gang's all here. Many kudos going out to Spencer Wagon, who stepped in and sat in for me the last couple days while I get a little R&R in and a little sun, a lot of sun and a lot of heat. But that is exactly what we ordered. So no complaints about that. Hello, Mark. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Scott, good. Welcome back. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. And great to spend a couple days with Spencer, but great to have the band back together as well.
Yeah, it is. It is. It was a good little vacation, a little R&R. Only bad thing was the putter went away. So it betrayed me, Mark. We may have a putter change coming. So it has happened before, but it has not happened in a couple years. So that was the big story out of vacation, man.
You got a tournament this weekend. No time to change now, is it?
We may be. I had a chance Sunday. I got to play with my oldest son for the first time on Father's Day, so that was a lot of fun. And we had a very good time on Sunday, despite it being very, very hot.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun. My son and I played golf together on Father's Day many times, but you know, as his family grows and, you know, things change. But great, you had some time to spend with Ryan.
Yep, no doubt about that. 319-366-1600, that is the text line available to you. Love to hear from you, our listener out there today. Again, that is 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well, if you'd like to pick up the phone and dial us up. And a few things that occurred over the last couple days in the weekend. Of course, we had the U.S. Open, Mark. Now, I know you and Spencer talked about that, the latest as far as folks leaving the PGA Tour for the LIV Tour. I guess two more now this week with Abraham Ancer and now with Brooks Koepka, who, of course, made such a big to-do last week about this time that, why you keep asking me these questions? All you're doing is giving it legs. When he darn well knew in the back of his mind that he was going to take the money and go to that tour. So I don't think a lot of people are missing Brooks, but the funny thing is we could have Brooks and Bryson back together on the LIV Tour. How about that? You know, they just seemingly can't get away from one another.
Well, that'll happen next week in Portland. Brooks Koepka withdrawing today from the Travelers Championship. You know why. Along with Justin Thomas, who has a bit of a back strain. He's going to rest that. But I guess equally big news today, the PGA Tour and Commissioner Jay Monahan kind of counterpunching back to the LIV Tour and announcing some pretty significant changes beginning in 2023-2024.
Very significant changes, as a matter of fact. They had a players-only get-together. Now, the advisory committee met with Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA, on Monday. He met with the rank and file, if you will, as far as the tournament players that were in Hartford on Tuesday for a long meeting. And then they came out today, as you mentioned, Mark, with the changes. First, just to put it into a nutshell here, the FedEx Cup playoffs will stick around. Well, first of all, it's going to be a calendar season now. You're not going to have the season starting in the fall and have the wraparound going from, what was it, September through August or whatever. It's going to be in January, and it's going to go through the fall. So kind of back to where it was for many, many years. Now, the FedEx Cup will remain three events, but it will be cut down to the low 70 in the FedEx Cup standings. They will make the FedEx Cup playoffs, the St. Jude Championship in Memphis. The top 50 will then go to the BMW Championship, and then, as usual, the top 30 will go to the Tour Championship at Eastlake. The rest of the PGA Tour field, I guess, from what I read here and what I understand, they are going to go through a series of events, probably those events that were in the fall. From what, September through October, Mark, are now going to be played earlier in the fall, opposite some of the FedEx Cup events, and maybe even going into the football season a little bit, from what I understand. And then you're also going to have a couple of openings on the calendar, two or three, for mega payout super lottery PGA. Win a bunch of money tournaments that are going to be announced here in the near future. So aside trying to do their best to keep people from jumping over to the LIV exhibition tour is what they are doing. Kudos to Jay Monahan for coming up with this. And again, it will all still depend. One linchpin remains in all this, Mark, as golf fans know out there, and that is Fred Ridley, the chairman of the Augusta National Golf Club. He is going to have the biggest say in what is going to happen to golf, I think, in the foreseeable future, because the RNA said for this year the Open Championship will remain the same. Everybody that is eligible will play, just like the USGA did last week for the US Open. So you will see the LIV players play in the Open Championship for this year. Same thing the USGA did. Now, is Fred Ridley going to say, and with Augusta and the Masters being the first major, is he going to say the LIV guys are going to be welcome in 2023? That's what we're all waiting for. That is the linchpin to the entire golf world right now. I don't know when it's going to come down, that announcement, Mark, but it's going to be significant.
It is, and really what the PGA Tour is doing right now with this idea is throwing a whole lot more money at the top 50 players in the world. 2023 PGA Tour events, such as the Tournament of Champions and the Players and whatnot, eight events are going to have a purse of between $15 and $20 million. As far as the majors go, I really don't have a problem with the LIV Tour guys, as long as they're qualified, being able to play. And as you know, it's different organizations, not the PGA Tour, that run the majors. And they will make their independent decisions. The U.S. Open made its decision. The Open Championship made its decision. And then, as you mentioned, the Masters may be on deck.
And the others will follow. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, if the Masters says, okay, if you're grandfathered in, Dustin Johnson, Sergio Garcia, if you have won, you get to come back. Rest of you in the LIV Tour, no, you're not going to come back. There are some other guys, I think, in the LIV Tour. What, Charles Schwartzel is also one that has won the Masters. So, at any rate, if the Masters says no, I don't think the others are going to allow them either. Now, if the Masters says yes, then I think the other majors will follow in that suit as well and allow, if you are qualified, allow you to play even though you're playing on the LIV Tour. And then and then this thing is going to get really interesting.
Well, the LIV Tour is not an elite tour. It has maybe 8 or 10 named guys like DeChambeau and Kepka and Dustin Johnson. Phil Mickelson, I think, is irrelevant now as a player. He's certainly in name. But it's hardly an elite tour. As mentioned before, you've got half to two-thirds of the players you couldn't pick out of a lineup. So I think the PGA Tour is still healthy. And on the text line, weighing in, the PGA Tour has all kinds of money. Yeah, it's in the billions. There's no question about that. And some questioning why the PGA Tour hasn't made this move up till now. Duh, the LIV Tour didn't exist.
Yeah, 81, 86 coming up with that. Yeah, the PGA Tour is doing just fine. Now, I still agree with the PGA Tour. You miss the cut, you don't make money that week. That's the one thing they have not changed. Now, the LIV Tour, the LIV Tour, you get money for being on the grounds. Boom. Last place pays $120,000 despite the fact that you end up plus 24. So,
well, if you finish playing each of those 8 events and finish last in each one, you're going to make $960,000 in 8 events. Much different than the PGA Tour.
Yeah, much different. 319-366-1600. So, and tomorrow, Claire Peterson's going to join us. He is the outgoing chairman of the John Deere Classic, and he's going to be retiring after this year's JDC. So John Deere has been so good, one of the best tournaments, no matter how big it is, as far as raising charity dollars and just doing incredible things as far as the Quad Cities is concerned. And we got a lot of questions for Claire coming up tomorrow, getting ready for this year's JDC, which will be coming up next week at the TPC of Deer Run. David and Hudson, thank you very much. Yes, it is. You can change the putter, but it'll still be in the same hands. Thank you, David. Appreciate that. How true. I cannot deny that. Cyclone Tim, Brooks and Bryson. Oh, the two lovebirds. pair them together, man. Pair them together and then count money together next to one another. So there you go. So golf continues, and tomorrow they will tee off at Hartford for the Greater Hartford Open. 319-366-1600, 18 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Chris List going to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll have a update from Mark, an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up in a little bit. And I'm sure you'll have the news coming out of Iowa City earlier today, Mark. So I don't want to spoil that. So we'll wait.
No, go ahead.
No. I'm gonna let you do that. I'm gonna let you do that because we do have the draft to talk about tomorrow night. We'll have the NBA draft for you starting at 6 o'clock on all of our frequencies. Tonight we've got Game 4 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Tampa Bay got off to Schneid and got a win earlier this week, as they now trail 2-1 against the Colorado Avalanche. They came through with a big win in Game 3. We'll have it tonight for you beginning at 6:30 on all of our frequencies here on KGYM. That is Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals. But tomorrow night we've got the NBA draft. We'll find out exactly where Cedar Rapids' own Keegan Murray will fall in the draft, in the lineup. Various mocks out there right now, and Keegan Murray basically anywhere I've seen from 4 to 10, and everybody's got their own take on exactly how everything is going to play out. A lot of folks like Jabari Smith, though, the Auburn 6'10 power forward, as a #1 pick by the Orlando Magic. And that seems to be what everybody is leaning toward. And then after that, it gets a little bit muddied. Myself, I really think you're going to hear Keegan's name called Mark 5 or 6, either going to play with Luka Garza in Detroit, which I think would be cool, or going to the Indiana Pacers at #6. Then you could have a Cyclone Hawkeye reunion tour out there with Tyrese Halliburton and Keegan Murray. I guess it remains to be seen on how it all plays out and if there are trades. And the NBA draft is always the most interesting because it usually is the draft with the most movement.
Yeah, Keegan Murray pegged, I think if you took a consensus, or a 5 or 6. It ranges from 4 to 10, as you mentioned. CBS Sports has a panel of 5 or 6 guys that have each issued a mock draft, and their range is anywhere from 4 to 9. Frankly, I think Keegan Murray, the Murray family, and many of us are just anxious to get this over. We've been talking about it for a long time. It's exciting for the Murrays. It's exciting for Prairie. It's exciting for Iowa. And it's exciting for a lot of fans out there. But the time is near, a little more than 24 hours, when we're going to find out. And then we'll dissect it on Friday, right?
Yeah, we will. We're going to dissect it coming up on Friday. And by the way, really cool. I did read that Prairie is going to hold a draft watch party out at the high school in the Commons area. So if you're interested in that, more information is available online. But that'll be a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, I think that's a really smart move by the folks out of Prairie. And it's not too often, never, it's never happened that a product of that school is going to be a lottery pick. And it's going to be a fun night to watch. Interesting to see where Keegan lands. A lot of variables, as you mentioned, trades, whatnot. But we'll find out in short order. And I think, yeah, Jabari Smith out of Auburn would be my pick for number one overall. I don't like Clint Holmgren's.
Or Chet Holmgren.
Chet Holmgren, I'm sorry. I don't like his makeup, so to speak. Extremely talented player. And Vaccaro is an interesting guy as well. But I think those three probably will be 1, 2, 3 in some order. And then, as you mentioned, it gets muddied because some folks think Jaden Ivey might be 4. Some believe Keegan Murray will be 4, and a couple other names thrown out there. So it's going to be quite interesting.
It's only a 2-round draft. Keep that in mind. A lot of the mocks do not include A.J. Green, though.
That is true.
Which, for better or for worse, I don't know. Maybe it'd be a better situation for A.J. if he can sign a free agent contract. Go to the team that he believes he fits in the best with. I hate using a preposition there, Mark. But you get my drift. Two-way deal or something like that. There have been teams that have been very, very interested in A.J., have brought him in for interviews, workouts, et cetera, including the Indiana Pacers. By the way, speaking of the Pacers, they have right now, I believe, the final pick of the draft on a trade from Phoenix. And Kofi Coburn is Mr. Irrelevant right now. That'd be nice to have Kofi Coburn as Mr. Irrelevant, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I noticed he's the last pick in some of the mock drafts. And, you know, he's not a super versatile player, but a very powerful guy inside.
He is. He is. Yeah, draft is going to be interesting. Eastern Iowa take on it, and it will be fun to watch, fun to view. And Keegan Murray's name is going to be called early, so that's pretty cool to see. In there with Vaccaro and Jaden Ivey and Chet Holmgren and Jabari Smith. And others like that, A.J. Griffin, Sharp from Kentucky, right up there with the elite. And it's going to do nothing but help things as far as Fran McCaffrey and Iowa basketball is concerned as well. I know you talked to David Eicholt, you and Spencer, yesterday. Caught a little of that, and great job by you guys and by he as well. Interesting weekend coming up for Iowa football. Iowa State picking up another recruit today, and Hawkeyes with a chance to pick up the guy they want. They're going to roll out the red carpet for Mr. Proctor this weekend. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah, he's the headliner of the visitors. And David did a great job explaining some of the other names that will be on campus. Go back and listen to the podcast if you missed it. It's available at kgymradio.com. But Proctor's not unfamiliar with Iowa. He's been on campus, been at games many times. But this is the quote-unquote official visit. And how that will be any different, I really don't know. Maybe Iowa will make the carpet really red.
Not crimson.
Not so much that it looks crimson,
no,
right?
No, no. Cannot have that. Cannot have that. And
yeah, it's a big weekend, and how the yield will be for Kirk Ferentz and his crew, we'll still see.
And this is big. I mean, even down in Missouri, people asking when found out, you're from Iowa. Oh, what about this Proctor kid? We don't want him going to Alabama. Not that Missouri can beat the Tide, but they don't want him anywhere in SEC country.
Missouri still have football?
It's somewhat relevant. After the basketball season that Mizzou had, I think they're staking their claim on everything football now. Ryan and Walford on the text line. I don't wish ill will on anyone, but I think whomever drafts Chet Holmgren will live to regret that decision. I don't want to. I'm with you. I don't want to wish ill will on any team or organization out there. He's got a lot of skills. He can handle the ball. I don't know if you want a 7-1 guy handling the ball, but he can. I just don't know if he can do things, play to the back to the basket, etc., against guys that are going to be much bigger than he. He's going to put on some weight, though. He's going to put on some weight. He already has at Gonzaga. He's going to do it more. So, hey, he's going to be a billionaire coming up very soon, right?
He's going to be anywhere from a superstar to the second coming of Sean Bradley, I think.
I think he'll avoid the comparisons with Sean Bradley, but we'll see. 319-366-1600, 327. Chris Liss is going to join us coming up in a little bit. Get your fantasy baseball questions ready to go. If you have early fantasy football questions as well, go ahead and get those to us via the text line or the phone line when we talk to Chris at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. But right now it is time for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update with Mark. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. They're open at 4 o'clock, and you can find them online at emilshideaway.com.
Four games in progress on the Major League Baseball scoreboard right now. End of the sixth. Houston leading the New York Mets 5-3. Toronto on top of the Chicago White Sox 9-2, bottom of seven. Philadelphia and Texas and Arizona, San Diego just getting underway. Also in baseball, another elimination game in the College World Series right now. Seventh inning, Oklahoma on top of Texas A&M 5-1. A&M would be eliminated should it lose. In the Midwest League, a noon game. The Cedar Rapids Colonels prevailing over West Michigan 4-2. And Scott in the Travelers Championship tomorrow. An interesting pairing at noon Central Time. Two former John Deere winners and the number one ranked player in the world in the same group. Number one ranked player, of course, Scottie Scheffler. And former John Deere winners, Zach Johnson and Jordan Spieth. Again, that pairing at noon out east. Also in golf, Nick Faldo has announced he is stepping away from the CBS 18th hole tower next to Jim Nance after this season. Trevor Immelman will be Faldo's replacement. And finally, multiple reports that Tony Siragusa has died at age 55. Multiple seasons with Indianapolis and Baltimore, won a Super Bowl, and then got into TV. He was in The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
as I recall. But spent a lot of time on Fox Sports. Great, great humor on the sidelines. And Tony Siragusa gone at age 55.
The thing I remember about he was the first analyst that was on the actual field, I believe. A member of the booth that they would put on the field for games. He'd kind of hang around by the goalposts. Very colorful character. Very good run-stopping defensive lineman in his day. And, that hits home right there because that's a contemporary. And, and maybe we'll get into Faldo a little bit, see what people thought about him. But that took me by surprise a little bit. When I read that coming out last night, Nick put out a statement, and he said he came in at the Greensboro Open, and he's going to go out at the Greensboro Open.
Yep.
So he will not even go into the St. Jude Classic. I'm sure that they'll bring Immelman in for that. So maybe we'll get to that before 4 o'clock. All right, 3:30, and we're going to take a break, get you a weather update, and we will come back, talk to Chris Liss, and get your fantasy baseball and football questions answered at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Get those in for Chris. We'll talk with him when we come back.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
From the CBS 2 Iowa's News Now with the first forecast, Center I'm meteorologist Nick Stewart. Clear, calm, and quiet overnight tonight. Low near 63 for your Thursday. Abundant sunshine all day long. Winds coming in out of the south and southwest up to 5 to 10 miles per hour. High near 88 degrees. The rain threat will return late Thursday night into Friday morning. A chance for showers will persist throughout Friday afternoon as well. The high near 85. On Saturday, showers likely in the early part of the day. High near 86. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now with the first forecast.
Good morning, boss.
Yeah, what's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk?
You mean the hold desk?
Huh?
Every time I call, they put me on hold. Or tell me someone will call me back in a couple of hours. We don't have a couple of hours.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, in that case, you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
IT Solutions continually monitors their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hold desk for you to call to tell them about your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you get help now, never a hold desk.
We need to get our work done.
Learn more online at WeNeedHelpNow.com.
WeNeedHelpNow.com.
Every once in a while, something's bound to fall through the cracks. That's why Midwest One Bank created Overdraft Flex. With Flex, you avoid paying overdraft fees when you overdraw your checking by $50 or less. Just another way Midwest One Bank makes life easier. That's Midwest One Bank. And that's simply better banking. Learn more at midwestone.bank/overdraftflex. Consumer checking must be enrolled in overdraft privilege service. Qualifying conditions, restrictions, and standard overdraft collection procedures apply. Member FDIC.
Get back on the ice with Elite Sportsbook. Place a $50 bet on pro hockey playoffs and receive a $10 free bet. And it's all on Elite Sportsbook. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Download the app today and play your game with Elite Sportsbook.
Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Okay, I get it. Sometimes you need a quick lunch, or you want to grab your family a meal on the way home, or you're just hungry and you need something quick. You can get Raising Cane's even faster now. Skip the line and order online. Do it at order.raisingcane's.com. You're going to get everything from their hand-battered, cook-to-order chicken fingers to all their amazing sides, like fresh coleslaw, crispy crinkle-cut fries, even add on their secret recipe cane sauce, and it'll be ready for you when you arrive. Put in your order now at order.raisingcane's.com and pick up at Raising Cane's in Coralville, off I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue. One love.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it out. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless. Now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
More details at AutoZone.com.
Welcome back to the Gym Class, presented by Tobacco Community Credit Union here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Ben on the other side of the glass, our producer. Taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Todd and Alex coming your way next from 4 until 6. And then at 6:30 tonight, it will be game 4 of the Stanley Cup playoff final, as it will be Tampa Bay hosting Colorado tonight, with the Avalanche leading that series 2-1. Chris Liss of ChrisLiss.com also helps out with RotoWire.com. Set to join us right now. Your fantasy questions welcome. Fantasy baseball as well as fantasy football. If you have an early one, go ahead and let us know about it. We'll pass it along to Chris at 319-366-1600. As Chris joins us here on this Wednesday edition of the show. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Scott?
Not bad. Just back from vacation, so rested, relaxed, ready to go. The 3 R's, right?
Nice. Me too. I took a vacation too.
Nice. Very good. Are you a big hockey guy?
I'm not. You know, I was. When I was growing up, I was an Islanders fan, and you know, they won 4 Stanley Cups when I was a kid, and I was into it, and then they were bad, and I kind of lost interest. I covered hockey and did fantasy hockey for RotoWire in like 2000, but I'm kind of out of touch with it now.
Mm. So you were a big Mike Bossy guy, and
Bossy, Trottier, Tinelli, Dennis Podvin, Billy Smith, Clark Gillies, all those guys. Bobby Nystrom.
Very good. And as far as baseball is concerned, just being down in Missouri right before I got back, Paul Goldschmidt could probably run for governor right now and win in a landslide.
Yeah, I mean, you know, politicians aren't in very high esteem right now anywhere, but he's having a good year. And the Cardinals, you know, I don't know what it is in St. Louis, you know, maybe the baseball town, the fan appreciation, whatever it is there, but they always seem to have a good team. Like, you almost never see the Cardinals out of contention the way the Cubs are. And, you know, this year it's Goldschmidt and Arenado and, you know, and Tommy Edmonds having a big year, and, you know, and Gorman got called up. I mean, it's just up and down the lineup. It's a tough lineup.
Chris, some folks throwing out the name Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins as maybe an early contender for National League Cy Young. The Marlins have never had one. This guy has always had a pretty decent ERA. Are you in on him?
I don't have any of him. I thought he was just okay, and he was being drafted like he was elite, but he has been elite so far. So he's been really good. And, you know, part of the problem is, you know, Scherzer's hurt, DeGrom's hurt. You know, a lot of the key guys that you would have thought before the season aren't available. So, you know, you look at the guys who you'd be competing with, you know, Max Fried, Aaron Nola, Corbin Burns, well, he's got 5 wins. I think Corbin Burns, who won it last year, is still probably the favorite, but Alcantara's got better, got a better ERA, and he's got 7 wins.
Yeah, and interesting. Florida, fun to watch, but here's the thing, though. Everybody in the world had Tony Gonsolin with 9-0 record with a 1.58 ERA on June 22nd, right?
Yeah, and he's the ace of the Dodgers staff, right? Because you have Bueller, who's hurt, and Kershaw missed time, and, you know, Bauer's suspended. So who is it? It's Gonsolin out of nowhere. And, yeah, he's got 9 wins. He's only pitched 68 innings, so and he's also a bit unsustainable with the 64 strikeouts and 21 walks. It's not 1.58 ERA quality. It's more like 3.58 ERA, but he's been good. And you can't knock him for being a little lucky. The other guy I left out is Musgrove. Bill Musgrove's having a, a pretty huge year too. So he's the other big candidate for Cy Young.
Chris, among the recent call-ups, who did you latch onto or would suggest people latch onto? O'Neal Cruz had a nice debut, and there are others as well.
Yeah, I have a share of O'Neal Cruz. I held onto him, and for the IP, maybe leading off now, and that maybe will run a bit. That's good. You know, they call this P.J. Abrams, who really struggled his first go-round, but he's a top prospect that he runs. He's one of the fastest players in the league. Alex Kirilloff came back up, your Twins guy, and he hit a little bit. You know, he was really struggling earlier with a wrist, but he raked in the minors, showed that he's pretty healthy. So, yeah, there are a bunch of guys coming up. I wonder if Kelnick's coming up soon, because he's been hitting the minors. He's really struggled in the majors. They just picked up Josh Lowe. Josh Lowe still struck out too much in the minors, but, you know, these are good prospects. These are really good prospects. And Riley Green is the other one. So I have a lot of Riley Green and a little bit of O'Neal Cruz and a lot of Alex Kirilloff. So those are the guys I'm banking on. But you never really know when the light bulb goes on. You know, they're all obviously very talented prospects, but it's, you know, they're terrible when they come up, some of these guys, and then they get sent down, and maybe the second time's a charm, or maybe it's the third time with Kelnick. Like, who knows?
Yeah, true. But, you know, strikeouts don't throw a red flag at anybody anymore, you know.
Yeah. The thing is, like, you can strike out, but if you strike out at a high rate in a AAA, even if you're hitting, it means you're probably going to strike out at a higher rate in the majors. And then, so if you're going to pick up a guy, say you strike out at a 38% clip or something like that, well, now he's 0 for 30. You know, now he's 38 of his 100 at bats are just automatic outs. Whereas the guy strikes out at a 24% clip, now only 24 of his 100 at bats are automatic outs. The other outs that you're, you know, getting through ground balls and fly balls, those have a chance to drop in. But the strikeouts, there's no chance. And so you'll end up seeing, like, you know, strikeout rate is very highly correlated with batting average. So you know the guy's not going to hit for average. And then if he hits, you know, if he has a little slump or gets unlucky, instead of hitting 240, he's hitting 180. And then he gets sent down or he gets benched. So that's the risk you get with the high strikeouts. It's just much more likely to have a bad batting average in a prolonged slump.
Chris, as you know, baseball and fantasy baseball evolves. In your opinion, what do you think are the most overvalued and undervalued categories in fantasy baseball?
Well, I mean, they're all worth the same amount, but people will pay up to chase certain commodities. And the two scarce ones are steals and saves, right? Because only a small subset of hitters actually steal bases. You know, there's just not that many guys who steal bases. And then, of course, only 30 guys can even be closers. And when you have these committees, like in Cincinnati or wherever, you know, it really means there's 25 closers at any given time, or 22 that you would ever want to roster. And those are the only guys getting saves. So people pay a lot for saves, but you need them in an overall contest like the NFBC. In your home league, you don't need to go too hard for saves. You can do okay in that. You don't have to make sure you're good in it. So they can be overrated in, like, a regular league. And steals are a bit overrated in a regular league. The overall contest, you have to get everything. So that's why people push them up. And the underrated categories, I think, are just kind of like runs. You know, people forget about runs. It's a little boring, but if your guy scores a lot of runs, he's probably doing some other things that are pretty good. And I guess for the pitchers, you know, maybe whip, you know, because whip is not allowing base runners. And so you have these guys who are fly ball pitchers, and they give up home runs, and their ERAs could be 4, 4.10. But you'll see the whip is like 1.10. You'll say, how does this guy got a good whip every year? He's not great. He's not a great pitcher. Well, because fly balls result in more outs. Ground balls result in more hits. So if you have an extreme fly ball pitcher, he might be a sneaky guy to add for your whip.
Chris Liss joining us right now. Check out his website, chrisliss.com, also with rotowire.com. 319-366-1600, of course, with your baseball questions. But Ryan's got a fantasy football question, early one for you to dissect here. Where would you draft Devontae Adams this year going to the new team?
Yeah, I would probably move him in somewhere in the second round. I don't think I'll get him, you know, like late second. I think he's going earlier than that. I think, you know, Rodgers and Adams, not just Rodgers, is better than Derek Carr. Derek Carr is okay. But it's that, you know, the rapport those two have. I mean, they're like, you know, they really know each other. And it's just going to be hard for Carr to get up. You know, he's not as good as Rodgers, but also just to have the connection, to have played so many games with him. And also, Carr has other guys he likes. He's got Darren Waller. He's got Hunter Renfrow. It's not the guy that, you know, Rodgers doesn't trust anybody except Devontae Adams. So he's going to get so many targets. So I am not probably going to be in on Devontae Adams.
I mean, the Raiders got, like you said, they've got three pretty darn good players now for Carr to throw to. And, I mean, does this mean Hunter Renfrow's numbers go down? Waller's been one of the top tight ends. Do those guys see a significant droppage?
I think so. I mean, you know, you're basically just importing 150 targets, right? 160 targets. He may not get as many as did in Green Bay, but he's, you know, paid and brought in to be the alpha. So it's got to hurt those other guys, right? I mean, unless they just didn't throw to anybody else. And they're not deep. I mean, they're next, you know, DeMarcus Robinson, or, you know, he's a good blocker or whatever. Keelan Cole, you know, he's just like a journeyman. They don't have running backs they throw a ton to. You know, it's pretty shallow. So maybe there is room for just those three because there's not a lot of depth on that team.
Chris, we know how you feel about Saquon Barkley going into this year. You expressed your love affair a couple weeks ago. But you also made the point that you think he's a distant RB2, but it might be better to take – maybe the third best wide receiver. Analyze that for us.
Yeah. So I love Barkley this year. I just think, like, people are thinking about, you know, he's hurt. He's playing terrible offense, an inept team, inept organization. They've got a new coaching staff. You know, it's just a whole different world. And this is the best running back in football still in my mind. And he's just, you know, maybe Taylor is just such a monster, but Taylor's not the receiver that Barkley is. So, you know, I still think this is the guy, the number two overall pick that everyone was going crazy about when they drafted him and had the 91 catches and 2,000 yards in scrimmage on a bad team as a rookie. So I think he's totally mispriced. But those receivers, you know, Ja'Marr Chase after that rookie year and year two with Burrow again, that is about as good as it gets, right? And really like a generational receiving talent who had that rookie year and is coming back with a year of experience. I mean, that's probably my number two player. And then Justin Jefferson's done it 2 years now, you know, and with Cousins, it's still, you know, more than good enough. And he's just a superstar with really no fleas at all. And then Cooper Kupp, you know, who set like an all-time season last year. And he's getting a little older. He's been hurt a bunch. But, you know, with Stafford as a QB, as long as he's healthy, he's money in the bank too. So I think those three guys you could take after Taylor. And then at five, you know, people will take Najee Harris. He's good. But, you know, we didn't know about the quarterback situation, the offensive line. Or they'll take Eckler, who's older and can't hold up with the big workload and little injury prone. Or Derrick Henry, who's got a huge amount of work, a lot of mileage under him now. But give me Barkley. Everyone's laughing at me when I say it on Twitter, but I that's who I've taken. You know, I just think he's the best talent, and he's gone from an absolutely terrible situation to a credible situation.
So no substance to the rumors that you are going 1-2 with Saquon Barkley and Kadarius Toney.
I love Kadarius Toney too, but you can get him in like round 10. Kadarius Toney is really good. I mean, he played against Dallas. He had 189 yards before he got into a fight and got kicked out of the game. But he's good too. He also is very injury prone.
Of course, Gronk announced his retirement for the second time.
We'll see.
Until Tom Brady calls, of course. But if that holds, what does that mean for Brady and the rest of the tight end crop?
I mean, you know, Cameron Brady's there, I guess. They have some draft picks. I don't know. I'm probably not going to push Brady up that much. For Brady, it hurts a bit because, you know, if you look at his career numbers with Gronk and without, it's like with Gronk, it's like the greatest quarterback of all time. Without Gronk, he's still decent, but it's not that crazy. So I think Gronk is the best tight end of all time. You know, he's also a blocker, which isn't Travis Kelce's forte. But I think Gronk is even a more efficient receiver. And, you know, Chris Godwin is banged up. And you have Mike Evans who gets hurt a lot. It is not, you know, Tampa is not, it's not that deep anymore. So I think it's kind of a big deal if Gronk, you know, if Gronk really does stay retired.
Russell Gage also over there. And I don't know. I'm with you. I think if Gronk is indeed out, I think Tampa takes a hit a little bit, but Brady will find a way, and they'll win the South, and everything will be great.
Well, the South is pretty weak, right? Like Atlanta and New Orleans are totally rebuilds, and then, you know, Carolina, are they going really back with Sam Darnold again? So it's a weak division. So yeah, they will win that division.
They're gonna win it. They're gonna win it. All right, very good. Hey, Chris, appreciate the time as always. Keep up the great work, and we'll look forward to talking with you in a couple weeks as we get into July and even closer to fantasy football.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right. Chris Liss, check him out at his website at chrisliss.com. Also does work for rotowire.com as well. We'll take a break, come back 3:50 here in the Gym Class. Back with more after this here on KGYM.
For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy from Menards. Now all 11% off. Get quality products with smart technology like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers. Get 11% off everything, including the full line of Dutch Boy paints, now at Menards. Good through June 26th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Bring everybody to the Linn County Fair this Sunday for Military Appreciation Day. The donkey races kick off at noon, brought to you by Z102.9 and Kettleson RV. And at 6, it's Tough Trucks, sponsored by Roto-Rooter. For tickets and info, visit thelinncountyfair.com.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Technology makes it possible to recreate a deep green forest with a sound machine. Ah, relaxing. But to make your devices greener, you need more than technology. You need CDW to implement upgrades with AMD-powered HP devices, built for more power with less energy waste, all-day battery life, and full memory encryption. So your team can enjoy the beautiful sounds of inner office emails. AMD makes sustainable devices possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/AMD.
You had me at donkey races. I had to check with Ben on that. He says Z102.9's Eric and Claire are going to be riding donkeys at the Linn County Fair. If that is not incentive for the people of the greater Linn County area to come out and watch, I don't know what is.
Is that appropriate for the Iowa Broadcasters of the Year? Come on, guys.
That's how you get to be that award winner, huh?
Fair enough.
Am I wrong about that? No. I want to see some donkey riding. That's what I want to see. You had me there. So, yeah, make your way out to the Linn County Fair. It's coming up. 319.
Favor with Julie.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Tomorrow, as you mentioned, Claire Peterson, the outgoing director of the John Deere Classic, will join us as we preview the 2022 John Deere, which will come up next week. And it's taking a peek at the early. There's some pretty big names that are already signed up. Webb Simpson getting in last week to the John Deere Classic. So, That's a pretty big name. U.S. Open champion right there.
It'd be a good field.
Yeah. So hopefully we're going to find out the latest on exactly what's happening as far as the JDC and PGA Tour is concerned. And we'll do that with Claire Peterson coming up tomorrow. We'll also take a look at tomorrow night's NBA draft that we'll have for you beginning at 6 o'clock right here on KGYM. Tonight it is game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final between Colorado and Tampa Bay. Avalanche leading that series 2-1. We'll have it at 6:30 coming your way tonight right here on all of our frequencies of KGYM. You mentioned earlier, Mark, the news last night in broadcasting. Well, two pieces of news, by the way, one on the college front and one on the professional front. Kudos and congratulations to our man, Zach Mackey, who was here several years ago. Doing games for us while he was a student at the University of Iowa, went on after here. Still has been doing Iowa baseball, but did Montana State football and basketball the last couple years. He was introduced as the new voice of Virginia Tech basketball yesterday. So he will be moving to Blacksburg and doing that. He'll be the sideline reporter for football for the Hokies. But good job by Zach.
Yeah, no question about it. And Zach was on with Todd and Alex yesterday, a very good interview. And hats off to Zach Mackey. I think he's got a terrific career ahead of him.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a good guy, too. Really good guy, no doubt about that. And I hope he remembers us little people when he makes it big right there.
Like Paul Burmeister and others?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just sending people's careers into the stratosphere. You mentioned Nick Faldo's announcement as he is going to be stepping down as CBS Golf lead analyst. That will be effective at the end of the regular season of the 2022 golf calendar. His last tournament will be in Greensboro, the Wyndham Classic. He, as he mentioned, he came in at the PGA Tour at Greensboro, and he will leave the PGA Tour at Greensboro. We did have a texter ask, 0818, is Faldo going to the LIV Tour? No, Faldo is going to go trout fishing in Montana, is what he is doing. He bought his new residence, is up in the state of Montana, and he's going to retire there and ride off into the sunset, according to his Twitter account. And you mentioned Immelman will take over. I thought it would be Immelman. I think he has a couple things to work on, but I think overall he's going to do a very good job for CBS. And I thought it was probably between him and Ian Baker Finch, but a Masters title trumps an Open Championship title, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. But I thought Faldo was one of my favorites. He was a terrific analyst, still is, but over the years has been. Terrific analyst, knows what players go through, having been a multi-event champion and a major champion. The perfect compliment to Jim Nance. They had a great relationship and pulled it off on the air. So I'm going to miss Nick Faldo.
I am too. I think he's going to go down as one of the better analysts. He knew when to be critical. He knew when to not be critical. And I think as far as golf is concerned, that is a very, very fine line to walk. And I'm with you. I think he was fantastic, and he is going to be missed. It's going to be a different dynamic on CBS in 2023. There's no doubt about that, but we wish Nick Faldo all the best. By the way, who wins tonight? That is our poll question at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement of tonight's Game 4, Avalanche or Lightning? Can the Lightning even it up tonight at 2 on home ice? We'll have it at 6:30 for you on all of our frequencies. Todd and Alex coming your way next. Mark, have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class, KGYM.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make some